Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at GBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 18th of October. US retail sales once again made it clear that it is never a good idea to go short the hedonism of the US consumer. The figures, which do include the effect of rising prices, were stronger than expected. The value of US retail sales is now over 25% higher than it was at the start of 2021. Of course, relatively few US consumers feel like they are better off, at least they won't admit that they feel like they're better off, but goods prices have risen just over 17% over the same period in comparison. The volume of goods sold is therefore significantly higher since the approximate end of the pandemic period. The fact is that US consumers have money to spend, and it is almost a constitutionally mandated obligation that if US consumers do have spare cash, they must rush out to purchase things they do not actually need. The US position contrasts with the somewhat more mixed position of China. There was a rush of data today, and if the official figures are to be taken at face value, China's economy slowed more or less as expected on the headline data. Retail sales in September in China were reported as having stronger growth than expected on the official data. This is a nominal number too, so as with the US, it does include the effects of inflation. There was an unusual spike in sales of household appliances, although that's a relatively small weight in the overall index. Food prices may possibly have helped to push the value of retail sales higher. We are not yet done with consumers because the UK is offering retail sales data too. These numbers differ from those of the US and China in that the UK figures do adjust for inflation and therefore measure the volume of goods sold. Unlike the US data, things like restaurant spending are not included in these figures. There is an expectation for a solid and indeed for an accelerating rate of retail sales growth in the UK. A rising population with healthy household incomes is certainly supportive of the idea, even if spending on fun is generally still being prioritised. Japan's national consumer price inflation data for September was just a fraction above expectations. Their headline rate is still exhibiting disinflation, which is driven by lower energy prices. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.